And we do welcome you back to New Iberia Senior High. Jeff Boggs courtside, Blanc Bayrard, our studio engineer. Busy weekend of sports. Again, Westgate, South Lafourche coming up after our game. Tomorrow afternoon, Catholic High taking on St. Thomas Aquinas, our pregame at 1:45. And at 6 o'clock, we'll join LSU Nicholls State Baseball. Special broadcast on Kane to help accommodate our friends at the Nicholls State Radio Network, which also is an ESPN New Orleans flagship station. But they got a busy day with Nicholls State football, Nicholls State basketball, and New Orleans Pelicans basketball. So they needed one more avenue to broadcast the LSU game tomorrow, the Nicholls State broadcast of Nicholls State and LSU. And we're going to be happy to have that for you. And again, we encourage you to check that out. I'm not sure if that game is available on television, but we'll be happy to have that game on the radio tonight. So doubleheader tonight, kind of a doubleheader tomorrow as well. Let's get you today's starting lineups, your expected starting lineups, as again, Parkway visits Nish tonight. Parkway head coach Mike Guest, and these are his starting five. Travion Ware at guard, 5'10 senior. Bryce Roberts listed as guard, 5'10, a senior as well. Michael Feaster on the wing, a 5'11 junior. Jalen Reed at guard, a 5'10 senior, and also listed as a winger. Quincy Jones, a 6'2 senior. Once again, the expected starting lineup for the Parkway Panthers. For the Nish Yellow Jackets, again, head coach Todd Russ. They are looking at these as their starting five. Alan Walker, a 6 foot, 165-pound senior point guard. Jeterius Fugelet, 6'1", 160-pound senior forward. Christian Walker, a 5'11 sophomore. Austin Delahousie will also run the point. And Quinton Cook, a center, 6'4", 242-pound junior. So, again, those are our starting lineups here on Kane. And once again, thanks to our sponsors, including Alfred Ackles State Farm Insurance. We'll take a final two-minute break and be back with tonight's opening tip-off after these. Again, thanks to Iberia Medical Center, J.P. Thibodeau, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, the Quarter Tavern. By the way, band tonight over at the Quarter Tavern, Gypsy Dawn Experience. Understand it's going to be a Stevie Nicks Fleetwood Mac tribute show over at the Quarter Tavern. And our fifth quarter will be at the QT tonight. But again, thanks to them, as well as Alfred Ackles State Farm Insurance. 2 minute timeout, back right after these.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hi. I'll have a paycheck with flexible hours, up to $2,500 for college, and a side of fries.
Looking for a tasty job? McDonald's is way more than just a paycheck. I get to choose my own hours, learn new skills, and be part of an amazing team. Did I mention they sell delicious fries? Sure, I work at McDonald's, but McDonald's works for me. Check out how McDonald's can work for you at mcdonalds.com/careers.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. On Friday, the Gypsy Dawn Experience. Back on Saturday, it's the Cast and Chevy Carrier Sunday afternoon. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. Most drinks half price at the Quarter Tavern.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And once again, we do welcome you back here at New Iberia Senior High. Jeff Boggs courtside, and Nish getting set to open up the playoffs, hosting Parkway Panthers. Again, they come in at 10-7, 6-3 in their District 1-5A. Nish 21-8, 3-0 in district play. It was amazing that Nish found a way to work in as many games as they did during this COVID-affected season. But only three district games. That was the interesting aspect to it. Coach Russ picking up a lot of various non-district games. As one game got canceled, he would find a way to schedule another game. But all teams were affected in some form or fashion during the season. And congratulations to Nish that was able to get in 29 games. And I would imagine, for the most part, fairly healthy. And again, we look forward to today's game. Once again, going to remind you, we're going to have Westgate South Lafourche. They tip off at 7:15 at Westgate. And again, we will join it more than likely in progress, but hopefully not too far into it. These games generally last about 90 minutes. Of course, other things sometimes inhibit that. But no matter what time our game ends, we will join Westgate and South Lafourche, 4-4A opening round game in progress. And again, as I believe I mentioned earlier, North Shore Benton playing a 5A playoff game tonight. The winner of that game gets the winner of this game. And it looks like we are just about ready for, if not introductions out on the court, the tip, one or the other. Three-man officiating crew. Not sure where they are from, but again, we'll see if we can ascertain that. You know, Bossier represented here, South Central Lafourche represented, maybe a Baton Rouge crew or an Alexandria-related crew. We'll see. But again, either the tip is about to begin or we're going to have starting lineup announcements. Again, I've been here a few times. Thank you. Been here a few times, and they announced starters once. They didn't the other time, and I think that was because it was senior night they made the announcements. But it doesn't look like they'll be doing that tonight. So again, starting lineups, Alan Walker's out there. Wayne Randall is starting tonight, it looks like, as well as Alan Walker, Quinton Cook, and it is Brennan Chapman getting a start tonight as well. So had a couple of additions there, changes there. Notice both teams dressing 12 today. So a little light compared to what normally would happen. So again, the officials say everybody ready, and we are indeed. Once again, thanks for joining us here for Nish basketball tonight. And the tip control back to the Yellow Jackets, shooting to our left to begin this first half. 8-minute quarters in high school basketball. And again, the Yellow Jackets getting it to the top. And the pass underneath the Cook. He puts it up and then good off the glass. The first bucket of the ball game, Quinton Cook. Nice feed from Wayne Randall there. Bringing it across. Parkway gets it across the timeline. Travian Ware. Ware takes it to the paint, puts it up off the glass, and that's going to not fall in. But we do have a penalty coming up against the Yellow Jackets. It's Brennan Chapman picking up his first, the team's first. That's a shooting foul. So heading to the free throw line to shoot two would be number two, Travian Ware. Basketball symmetry, catch it. And I guess they're calling. There's no way that basket made it. He missed the free throw. Second shot is up, and again, Ware. Apparently, he allegedly made that bucket. I sure didn't think it fell through. Anyway, he's got 4 points, 4-2. Parkway leads, pass out of bounds, back to Parkway. Parkway mainly in black uniforms, top to bottom, red trim, black numerals with red trim. Not my favorite color combination, black on black numerals, even with a little bit of red trim, kind of tough to see. And Nish forces a turnover, but it'll be back to Parkway. There's a steal on a pass. Half-court pass gets stolen by Nish's Jarterius Fuseling. He takes it left side, back into the corner, near wing. Goes out of bounds, and Parkway's defense again, breaks up a niche opportunity. So again, 4-2, Parkway leads. Minute 20 gone in this opening period. Yellow Jackets, again, having had a little trouble getting the ball underneath. And there's another job by Ware. He is on fire. 6 points, all 6 points for Parkway Panthers. Into the corner, three-pointer up, and no good. Shot by Chapman, a little heavy. Back the other way, Ware again brings it up for Parkway. Leaves it on top, three-pointer up, and good by number three, Bryce Roberts. 9-2, Parkway jumping out to a quick lead. Yellow Jackets working it between the circles. And shooting to our left to Cook on the near wing. Goes back on top toward the right side to Walker. Walker looking for somebody underneath. Gets it to Cook. Cook loses it but gets it right back. And back to Allen. Allen to the near corner. Three-pointer by Chapman. No good. And the rebound ahead to Parkway. And taking it all the way from the rebound and missing underneath was Jalen Reed. It's out of bounds, but a foul, and it looks like he is going to get to shoot two. Jalen Reed will shoot two. Team's 0-1 from the free throw line so far tonight. 5:33 to go, and shooting to our right here in the first period. Shot is up, and rim's no good. We'll get a second as Austin Delahousie checks in for Chapman for the Yellow Jackets. Back on top, or back to the free throw line, excuse me. Again, that's Jalen Reed. Reed puts it up and gets that one. He gets the second of two, his first point of the night. And with 5:30 to go, Nish with the ball back, but trailing by eight. 10 unanswered points by Parkway. Into the near corner. And that's Allen. Allen gets on the wing to Fuselier, takes it into the paint, puts it up and good. Nice work inside by Jeterius Fuselier. Across the timeline now. Once again, that's Roberts. He takes it into the paint. Little hook shot, no good. Rebound, Nish. Back the other way, Walker, Allen Walker. I've been calling him just Allen. And they're going to wave off that shot. And apparently a foul coming up. So that foul is going to be against Feaster, his first, the team's first. Not a shooting foul. They waved the shot off, working it around Walker between the circles to Fuselier. Fuselier walked with a double dribble. So another turnover by the Yellow Jackets. Hesitate to call that a forced error. But again, Parkway to our left. Roberts brings it across the timeline. And passing it to the left, inside, pass underneath, no good on the shot, rebound tipped to Nish. That'll be Chapman who's back into the ball game. And he tried to get a pass off to Fuselier, and that pass lost out of bounds, but back to Nish. So 4:29 to go in this opening period. Nish with the ball under their own basket. Ooh, toward the corner. And they pass it in bounds to Jordan Skinner. Skinner leaves it for Walker. Allen Walker, the 6 foot senior. 4:20 left. Approaching the far wing, as I see it. To their right. Near wing. And now back to the far wing. And a three pointer is up. And good by Chapman. After missing a couple, he finally nails one. It's a 10-7 ball game. Nish trailing. On top, Parkway. Roberts underneath. Gets a pass off. A shot off, no good. But a foul coming up against the Yellow Jackets. Looks like that's on Wayne Randall. His first, the team's third. And heading to the free throw line to shoot two will be Quincy Jones, the 6'2 senior winger. 3:57 to go here in the opening period. Shot is up. Looks good. Caught the front of the rim and had a fortuitous roll forward. Spun a little, but got enough. Second shot on the way is up, and that one is no good. So he hits the first of two. It's 11-7. Two of five now from the free throw line. Ish back the other way. Between the circles, Chapman toward the near wing. Walker underneath, they find, and he turns around. He's like good on the little jump shot. 3:34 to go. Nice pass into him. He was in the low post near side. Nice dribble from behind, and the shot is up and good, and Ware continues to roll in this opening period for Parkway with 8 of their 13 points. On top, driving the lane now, Walker is going to be fouled or a charge. Looks like they did not call a penalty. Or maybe they did. They sure didn't indicate who the player was, though. Fourth team foul. Try and clear that up at halftime. See what the foul totals are like. But again, a little moisture. I tell you what, nights like this, late February, March basketball, warm weather, sometimes condensation gets on the courts. I've seen games have to be moved to different venues. And the jump ball, forced jump ball by Nish. Nice defensive effort there. Possession arrow is in favor of Parkway, but still a nice defensive effort forcing the jump ball. Inbound pass goes out of bounds. Was it tipped? No. If so, it was tipped by a Parkway player. Nish will get the ball. Trailing now by 4, 13-9. Confusion on who's going to bring the ball in, but usually eventually does to Delahousie. Austin goes right side, Fuselier over into the corner. Now back on top, and we'll reset the offense with Fuselier. He's between the circles, passes to the far wing. That's Fuselier. And again, trying to go to the quarter, but tipped out of bounds, and it's Parkway ball. 2:42 to go here in this opening period. 13-9, Nish trailing. Again, thanks to Alfred Apple State Farm sponsoring tonight's game, along with our other sports sponsors. Long three-pointers up and nailed it. Christian McCoy with about, I'd say, a 23-foot three-point shot. NBA. On the near wing, Delahousie. Now a long three by Chapman, no good. At a 22-footer. And back the other way, Parkway. And again, taking it right side all the way. No good on the shot. Rebound, Nish. Jalen Reed tried to take it to the hole. Delahousie comes back with it. Again, setting up the offense here. Gets back for a play. 7-point lead. They led by as many as 8. That was after a Nish 2-point advantage to start the game. Minute 37 to go, working it around the perimeter, back between the circles, near wing. Delahousie trying to find an open man. He finally gets it to Skinner. Skinner gets it back to Delahousie. And again on the far wing, Delahousie looks for someone underneath. Instead goes to the near wing and into the corner for three. No good on the shot by Skinner. Rebound is up and good. Count the bucket. And a foul coming up by Parkway. And that was Jalen Reed picking up his first, the team's second. And again, Fuselier gets the bucket and will get a single free throw. His team down by 5 with a minute 14 to go in the opening period. Happy to have you with us. And the shot off the back iron, no good. Parkway all alone underneath gets the rebound. Again, we'll have Westgate South Lafourche coming up after this game. Into the paint, shot up, little jumper no good. Rebound Nish. Nice hustling effort by Taylen Gray in the game for the Yellow Jackets. And Delahousie loses the dribble off another player's foot. And I'm pretty sure, I thought for sure Delahousie dribbled it off a Parkway player. It went out of bounds right at the center stripe, far side. But they're giving the ball to Parkway. 51.7 seconds ago. I may have missed that, but I watched for sure it went off the Parkway player's foot. Went off somebody's foot the way it shot out then about 20 feet. And turning around, jumper is no good. Got a foul coming up. That's a blocking foul, apparently. Schnell getting called. No, it's got to be Jones. He must have called 11. Their third team. They've spaced it out. Feaster, Reed, and Jones with the three fouls. No in with two yet. Which I'm not sure because I missed one. 15-footer up. No good on the near baseline. Putback is good. That, I believe, was Skinner. I'm going to credit him until I can confirm the scorebook. I've got a few players in my way. And again, Parkway back the other way. 8 seconds left. And again, the coach saying, hey, let's get this moving. We're running out of time. Three-pointer up. It was tipped. And no good. I said three-pointer. It was at the free throw line. It would have been just good for two. So we end the period 16-13. Parkway on top. We'll take a timeout back in 60 seconds here on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your locally owned and operated McDonald's. For a limited time, we're selling any soft drink for $1. We not only have the best soft drinks, but we have them at the best price. We have the cleanest filtered water, the colder temperatures, the best flavor, and the most perfectly carbonated soft drinks around. Why not use one of our speedy drive-thrus, and you don't even have to get out of your car? McDonald's and any size soft drink for $1. I'm loving it.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays from 7 to 8 a.m. for Bayou Sports with Coach Indest. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Sponsored by Schwing Insurance, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Cane Road Golf and Turf Club, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Height, Menville, Grubbs, and Delbor, Additive Solutions, LLC, Quarter Tavern, Action Specialties, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, Arsenal Ford, and Blazing Specialties. Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7 for Bayou Sports.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here on Kane. Jeff Quartzside, Blanc Bayrard, our studio engineer. And stick around after the conclusion of our game. We're going to join the Westgate-South LaRouche game in progress. Hopefully not too deep into the progress, but certainly we'll bite into a little of the first period there. Just happy we could do both because of the game time difference and the fact that apparently blocking foul by Nish's Tylen Bray. His first, the team's fifth. The Westgate game not starting until 7:15. The fact that South LaFouche is at Westgate and we would have our sister station there doing that game. Just a fortuitous steal, unforced error really. And a pass underneath, no good. The tip-in is good, though. Chapman missed the shot, but Fuselier was there to put it back. He's got eight. Parkway brings it up, and a double dribble. New player into the game is Chance Snell, 6'1 sophomore. And he walked with the basketball. Paul, very slender kid. Just underway here in the second period. 1 point game. Nish was down by as many as eight. And they're looking to take their first lead since the opening bucket of the ball game. And there's a 3-pointer up, and it's good. Nothing but net for Chapman. His second three. He's got six tonight. And the Nish lead and taking it all the way. And a miss on the shot by Roberts. Back the other way for Nish. Minute gone here in the second period. Coach Russ offering some insightful instruction. Three-pointer up by Chapman again is good. Tell you what, when he gets hot, he gets hot. 21-16 now, Nish leading and taking it again all the way. Roberts dumps it underneath. did a nice job getting it to Jones. He put it up for the two. 21-18. Another three is up by Nish. High off the rim. No good on the shot. Rebound Parkway. And the Panthers bring it back the other way. And again, a shot up by Roberts. No good. A putback up. No good. By the same player. And Nish comes away with it. Alan Walker. Crowd feels a little momentum change here. 21-18, Yellow Jackets, 6:12 to go. First half. Into the baseline, pass away, and maybe a foul by Snell, or maybe a charge. No, it is Snell that's getting a block. Snell just into the ball game, picks up the team's fourth, and he takes a break. 6:07 to go here in the second period. Into the Yellow Jackets, working it around the perimeter, near wing. To the corner, Delahousie. Between the circles, goes back to Randall. And now a timeout taken by Coach Russ. 5:51 to go, 21-18 they lead. We'll take a 30-second timeout back after this on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Life is a road you travel with many destinations, like college for the kids, a new house, and retirement. Now your neighborhood State Farm agent, Albert Ackle, can do more than ever to guide you. With a State Farm insurance and financial review, you'll get a clear picture of where you stand now and a way to help you plan for where you want to be. Call State Farm agent Albert Ackle at 365-5441 to schedule your free insurance and financial review.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we do welcome you back. And again, appreciate Alfred Ackle's State Farm Insurance sponsoring tonight's broadcast as well as tomorrow's Catholic High game. 21-18 out of the timeout, a 30-second timeout. Nish will have the ball back. Again, in the college game, for the entirety of the game, teams get two 30-second timeouts and three 60-second timeouts. And we've got penalty. I'm not sure what he did away from the basketball, but Jaron Parker whistled. Well, he said 20, but I think he meant 30, because there was no 20 on the court. Austin Delahousie picks up the foul. Now, the scorekeeper said, hey, there was no 20 on the floor. Could it have been 30? So the officials are trying to figure this one out. Nish does have a 20, but he wasn't on the court. So they are saying number 30, Austin Delahousie, is my deductive abilities on that one. Take credit. Credit is due. So here we go. 5:42 out of the penalty. Again, next one sends them to the line. Getting the bonus. Pass underneath. Nice job finding Jalen Reed underneath. Didn't catch the number. I think it was Roberts on that pass underneath, but a nice job finding his teammate. He made the bucket. 5:20 to go in the first half. Now Fuselier drives the baseline off the glass and good. He's got 10, the leading scorer in the game right now. Will Chapman right behind him at 9, and Travion Ware for Parkway with 8. 5:02 to go. Working around the perimeter. Underneath, they find a man and a man left all alone as Jones, the 6'2 senior. Just got 5 points now. 4:50 left here in the second period. Quinton Cook, the big man in the game. On the right side, Skinner. Skinner looking for a little help. Moves it a little bit. Now finds Randall. Randall into the corner now, driving the lane. Again, that's Fuselier. No good on that shot. Rebound. Yeah, puts it back. Randall. Wayne Randall. His first bucket of the ball game. Parkway will take it the other way. 4:20 left. They trail by 3. Three-pointer up. No good. Nish Cook the rebound. Three-pointer up by Travion Ware, who had a hot hand in the first period, but is scoreless since. 4:07 to go. Cook and Randall. Randall to the right side gives it to Skinner. Skinner back between the circles now. That is Chapman. Chapman off to the right side. And again to Skinner. Cook going to lose it. It's a backcourt violation. Cook tried to keep that ball on this side of the timeline, but could not. And the backcourt violation gives the ball back to Parkway. 3:49 to go. Trailing by three. Parkway again, working around the perimeter, taking it in along the baseline. No good on the shot by Reed. Nish brings it back the other way with 3:30 to go. And they lead by three. See, West St. Mary beat Capital in a 2A playoff game. West St. Mary picks up a win. The game started early. Little jumper, good 4-3 by Usually. Adding to his game lead, now with 13, 3:05 to go. And again, a little jumper along the baseline. He makes it count. Ware back in the scoring column. First time here in the second. And working around the perimeter, got a whistle. And we're going to see what this is all about. 24 is Wayne Randall, his second, the team's seventh. I'm not sure if it's a player control foul, so no bonus, and that will be the case. Once again, a 2A opening round game. West St. Mary beat Capital 66-65. That was West St. Mary, the 12 seed in 2A. Congratulations, them getting to the second round. I know Tony's seen that team this year, and he was quite impressed by West St. Mary, the Wolfpack there. Into the paint, turnaround jumper, block. But rebound to Parkway, and lost by Parkway. And now it'll be Fuselier who brings it up ahead to Chapman. Chapman underneath, off the glass, and good. He's got 11 now, and I'm hearing a timeout, a 30-second timeout. This time we'll stay here as Parkway wants to slow things down a little bit. 29-24, Nish's biggest lead of the ball game. At 5, again, a 30-second timeout. We'll stay here and remind you a couple of things. This broadcast brought to you in part by Iberia Medical Center, J.P. Thibodeau, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Quarter Tavern, and Alfred Ackles State Farm Insurance. Don't forget, we've got Westgate basketball coming up after our game. They're hosting South Lafourche. We're going to pick up our sister station feed following our game here. Tomorrow, Catholic High at St. Thomas Aquinas. And our coverage beginning at 1:45, 2 o'clock the expected tip from Hammond. And again, a special broadcast. We don't expect to do too many others, but who knows. Nicholls State taking on LSU in college baseball. It's a full day for Nicholls State sports. A little too much for two stations. ESPN New Orleans will be doing Pelicans and Nicholls State basketball. We'll get the baseball game. Little jumper on the baseline. Good by Roberts. He's got 5 tonight. It's a 3-point game. Working around, a long three is up, a little off by Chapman. And now underneath, up and good is Tylen Bray. His first bucket of the ball game. A minute 53 to go. Back to a 5-point Nish lead. Into the paint. And let's see. We're going to see a charge against Bryce Roberts. Really was a pretty attempt getting a shot off, but they're calling a charge. Waving off the basket. His first, the team's fifth. Minute 49 to go. Decent crowd here, all things considered, the COVID restrictions. Nish to have the ball as we, when we resume again, a little perspiration on the floor after the collision there. Checking back in is Alan Walker for Nish. Taking a break is Skinner. Back up, Working it to the near side. Looks like a little press going on by Parkway. We haven't seen much of that. Like in the games I've done this year, I haven't seen a lot of pressure deep. They do get it across the timeline. Left side, Walker brings it back toward the center circle. Now Fuselier and Chapman. Chapman at the center circle working around Ware. And now Delahoussaye got called for traveling. A minute 24, it'll be Parkway basketball, trailing 31-26. We've got it three-quarters of the way away. And checking back in is Jalen Reed, and he's going to give Bryce Roberts a break. Minute 24 left. Bringing it across is Reed. And a long pass to the far side. Gets it back on top, drives the lane, goes up, and I think we're going to get a charge. Indeed, that is the call. Reed his second, team sixth. So with 31-26 the score, minute 12 to go, Nish will get the ball back. Probably a little bit too much time to try for a final shot, if they were inclined to do so. Now checking in for Parkway, Jaden Hardy, a 5'9 junior, checking in for Travion Ware. Again, the perspiration on the field slowing things down a little bit, but here we go. Again, going the distance, Nish, right to left. Minute 8 to go. And right now, not necessarily in a hurry. Bringing it across is Walker. Walker leaves it for Skinner back into the ball game. Skinner working the near wing. Skinner bouncing it back. Middle between the circles, right side. They find a man underneath. Fuselier turns around, puts it up, no good. Rebound. Skinner bounces it to Fuselier. He goes up and he's fouled. He'll shoot two. 45 seconds left. And once again, it is Tavarius Dunnigan, his first, the team's seventh. I think that's the first time I've called Dunnigan's name. I didn't notice him checking in. But again, it'll be Fuselier to shoot two. He's 0 for 1 from the line so far tonight. And a chance to convert on a three-point play. Shot is up and rattles no good. And Delahoussaye checking back in for the Yellow Jackets. He's going to give Alan Walker a break. 45.6 seconds left. And the second shot coming is up and good. Fuselier now with 14 points in the ball game. And then 45.6 seconds left. In the distance, left to right, Parkway facing a little pressure. 42 seconds left. And plenty of time. They don't have to rush. And turning around in the paint, shot is up and good. About a 13-footer for Jaden Harvey. Hardy, his first bucket in the ball game. It's a 4-point lead with 24 seconds left. Delahoussaye brings it across slowly. On top, and Skinner will slow things down. Brings it back to the center circle. Now near side, goes toward the wing, and finds, looks for a man underneath, but it bounces out of bounds off a Nish player. seconds left. Parkway with an opportunity not to tie the game, but maybe come within one. And again, pressure by Nish in the backcourt. They finally bring it across. Then driving, going outside, dropped the ball. 2 seconds, got an 18-footer up. No good at the buzzer. And we will end the half with the score 32-28. A 12-point period for Parkway. And a 19-point half for the Yellow Jackets. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Be back with some first-half stats and more after these here at the All-New Kane 107.5.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Louisiana.
This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Acadiana, there's a new way to car shop. At J.P. Thibodeau Automotive, we get it. Nobody likes spending time at a car dealership. It's time to buy cars the new way. Your way. The way you buy everything else. J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia is taking the stress and frustration out of buying a car with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. It's faster, it's easier, and it's here. Get a new vehicle and complete most of the car buying experience online. Just browse our inventory, choose the vehicle you're interested in, and customize your payments instantly online with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. This simple online experience means that once you get to the dealership, you'll be able to review and sign your deal quickly and confidently. So give it a try, because it's time to buy cars the new way, your way. We know you've done your homework. You know what you want in a vehicle and how much you want to spend. So we're here to make the process easier than ever before with the JPT Easy to Buy tool, with no hassle pricing and no hidden dealer fees. If you're ready for a new car buying experience, visit us 24/7 at jpthibodeau.com.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here on Kane. Jeff Boggs, courtside. Blanc Berard, our studio engineer. Nish leading at the half, 32-28. After scoring the first bucket of the ball game, Nish quickly found themselves down 10-2, but slowly worked themselves back into the game and eventually taking as much as a 5-point lead, leading by 4 right now. Once again, the winner of this game gets North Shore versus Benton. That game going on as we speak. It was scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip, so it's very possible we may have a final before our broadcast ends here. And once again, I want to let you know that after our game concludes, we'll be sending it to our sister station, ESPN New Orleans, who will be broadcasting the South Lafourche Westgate game. And again, we'll be joining it somewhat in progress, but should get the bulk of it to you. And tomorrow we've got high school basketball, Catholic High, taking on St. Thomas Aquinas in a Division IV opening round playoff game. Just a 16-team bracket there. They really didn't have to get that game in until perhaps Tuesday, but given an opportunity, they decided to play a Saturday game, and we will look forward to having it for you. Scheduled to tip at 2. Tony will be on the air at about 1:45. And following that, probably a couple-hour break in between, but special edition of Nicholls State Baseball at LSU, again, because our sister station stations are overloaded with other programming, sports-related programming. They asked if we could carry the Nicholls State game, and we'd be happy to do so. Of course, anytime you can get an LSU Nicholls State baseball game on. I remember some very special broadcasts of Nicholls State baseball at Alec Box Stadium, the original Alec Box Stadium, back in the late 90s when I had the opportunity to do some Nicholls State sports. But again, we'll be having that game via the Nicholls State Radio Network tomorrow afternoon, or late afternoon, early evening at about 6 o'clock. So once again, happy to be here at Nish. Let's get you first half totals for the Yellow Jackets. Their leading score, the game's leading score, Jatarius Fugele with 14 points, 1 3-point bucket, 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Brennan Chapman has 11 points, 3 3-pointers and a field goal. Then 2 points each, all three 2-point field goals. Tylan Bray, Wayne Randall, and Quinton Cook. Team from the free throw line, 1 of 3. They're all those by Fuselier. Parkway led by Travian Ware. He was hot in the first period, 8 points, Just two, though, in the second period. Finished with 10. 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Bryce Roberts, a three-point bucket, finished with 5 and a half. Jalen Reed, 3 points, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Christian McCoy, a three-point bucket for his only score. And Quincy Jones, a couple of field goals, 1 of 2 from the free throw line for 5 points. And Jaden Hardy, 2 points. And again, 2 of 5 as a team from the free throw line. Again, outscored 19-12 in that second period after leading 16-13 at the end of the first period. So again, we're at Nish. We'll take another 2-minute timeout. We'll be looking ahead to the second half when we return after these. Stay with us. You're listening to Nish Basketball on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. On Friday, the Gypsy Dawn Experience. Back on Saturday, it's the Cast and Chevy Carrier Sunday afternoon. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. Most drinks half price at the Quarter Tavern.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola. And the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Life is a road you travel with many destinations, like college for the kids, a new house, and retirement. Now your neighborhood State Farm agent, Alfred Ackle, can do more than ever to guide you. With a State Farm insurance and financial review, you'll get a clear picture of where you stand now and a way to help you plan for where you want to be. Call State Farm agent Alfred Ackle at 365-5441 to schedule your free insurance and financial review.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hi. I'll have a paycheck with flexible hours up to $2,500 for college and a side of fries.
Looking for a tasty job? McDonald's is way more than just a paycheck. I get to choose my own hours, learn new skills, and be part of an amazing team. Did I mention they sell delicious fries? Sure, I work at McDonald's, but McDonald's works for me. Check out how McDonald's can work for you at mcdonalds.com/careers.
From the Kane Radio Weather Desk, for tonight, we'll have areas of fog after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy, low around 64. For Saturday, we'll have areas of fog dissipating by about 9 o'clock in the morning. There's about a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 77. Saturday night, patchy fog before midnight, otherwise it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Sunday, a 20% chance of showers afternoon with cloudy with a high of 77. I'm Nick Rice on Kane 107.5.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Now back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here at New Iberia Senior High. As always, thanks to the staff and administration, Coach Todd Rest, for our ability to broadcast these games. And they're giving us the accommodations courtside. It's been a tough year as far as high school sports, but they're doing the best they can. That is for sure. But again, at the half, finish up 32-28. We'll remind you again, our coverage today brought to you part by Alfred Ackle State Farm Insurance, Iberia Medical Center, J.P. Thibodeau Automotive Group, your locally owned and operated Miller Management, McDonald's, Coca-Cola of Lafayette, and Quarter Tavern. And again, we'll remind you, the Gypsy Dawn Experience, doing a Stevie Nicks Fleetwood Mac tribute. If you like the music we play here at Kane, you know we play a lot of Fleetwood Mac as well as some Stevie Nicks solo work. And, again, Gypsy Dawn Experience at the Quarter Tavern this evening. But again, thanks to all of our sponsors tonight. And again, special thanks to Alfred Ackle, State Farm Insurance, there on West St. Peter. Once again, we'll remind you, Westgate, South Lafourche coming up after our game. It tips at 7:15, but we will have it for you in progress, depending on the pace of this second half, which is just seconds away from beginning. I believe the Arrow gives the ball to Parkway to start this second half. They will be shooting to our left now. Nish to our right. They always shoot in front of their own bench in the second half. That's the plan. So into the corner, Parkway, a three-pointer blocked at the release point. Fugeland, then he gets it back, goes to the right backboard and puts it up and good. Fugeland, beautiful job blocking, getting it, and then charging the lane. 34-28, Nish, biggest lead in the game, I believe. The ball out of bounds, and Nish was able to keep it in, but I'm not sure they can keep it as a Parkway player gets it well into their backcourt. But a nice defensive effort nonetheless. Little jumper, 13-footer up front, no good by Roberts. That'll bring it back, Nish to our right. And slowing things down, Alan Walker. Getting just underway here in the third period. Nish, though, with a bucket, leading by six. On the near wing, Walker gets it up on top to Randall. He gets it back, though, himself. And now works to the other wing on the far side. Now near wing for three. Skinner, good. Five-point night for Mr. Skinner. 6:42 and ticking in the third. Working it between the circles, not taking the paint, trying to get a pass inside, but knocked out of bounds. Nish, I believe, knocked it out of bounds, but again, good defensive effort. Parkway gets the ball back under their basket, I should say really at the baseline toward the corner, near corner. Inbound pass to the near side in front of the bench. Working their way around the perimeter. Now a long three-pointer is up, no good, a little short by Ware, and Nish will have it back the other way. And that was about a 22-foot attempt in the 19-foot perimeter in high school basketball. So that was well beyond the arc. 6:10 left here in the third. Chapman on the near wing has a little trouble, loses the ball. Parkway will get it now on the transition. All alone. Easy feed to Reed and an easy layup for him. And a 30-second timeout taken by Parkway. So, again, their second 30. They still have three full timeouts. We'll stay here with this 30-second timeout. 5:58 to go, 37-30. Yellow Jackets on top. And, again, I believe that's their largest lead of the game at this point. And, again, leading scorers for Nish. With 16 points, Jeterius Fugelet, and 11 for Brennan Chapman. Travian Ware leading all scorers for Parkway with 10, coupled with 5, Roberts and Jones. Once again, our coverage today brought to you in part by Alfred Ackles State Farm Insurance. Westgate South Lafourche coming up after our game. Stay with us. And don't forget to join Coach Brent Indes for Bayou Sports weekday mornings at 7:15. A little later on Fridays after the fishing show. 5:55 and ticking here now in the third. Play back underway. Skinner at the center stripe looking to get around. Does make a nice move. Bounces it now near wing to Walker. Walker looking for somebody underneath the cut, but no one there. And now a foul away from the basketball. That's going to be Wayne Randall picking up his third, the team's first here in the second half. The team's had 7 personals in the first half. There were I think there was one opportunity and a 1-1, and it was no good, if I remember right. 5:35 to go. Oh, we got to travel there. And that's, again, one of those, if I saw it, it happened. I don't claim to be the best official referee in basketball, So if I saw it, it happened. Nish with a 7-point lead, looking to improve on it. Brings it across the timeline. Walker gets it to Fuselier. Awkward jumper along the baseline, and he draws a blocking foul. I'm not sure it will be a shooting foul. So Feaster draws the blocking foul. Quickly, the team's first. And shooting two will be Fuselier. One of three from the line so far tonight. Shot is up and good. 17-point night now for Jeterius. Let's see if his mom is across the court side. One of our neighbors at Victor's Cafeteria. So we await the second shot here. Second shot is up. Rattles no good. Rebound. Nice job by Quincy Jones getting up to that board. He's back the other way for Parkland. Now I do see Jeterius's mom. And a shot up in the paint. Good for Parkway. Pretty sure that was Ware in a crowd shooting. He's got 12 tonight. Back the other way, a 6-point lead. 5 minutes to go in the third. Elahousie well covered in the left corner, if you will. Back to Delahousie near wing. Now Chapman works it around. Finds Fuselier. Fuselier leaves it for Delahousie. Center circle. Gives it back to Alan Walker. Walker near the center stripe. Moves it toward the wing. Takes it into the paint. Dumps it outside. Three-pointer up. And no good by Fuselier. Nice putback. Could not get the fadeaway jumper in underneath, though. Nice effort by Walker, but didn't fall for him. Goes out of bounds. I think Nish is going to get the ball back. And indeed they will with 4:23 to go. By the way, if you missed Coach Russ on Bayou Sports this morning, it is available online at Kane1240.com. A little push underneath by Ware. His first now, team second. Again, a ball knocked out of bounds, and Luke Parkway is going to get it back off of Nish out of bounds. 38-32, Nish leads. Parkway going the distance right to left. Working it across the timeline. Turning around, putting it up in the paint. About a 12-footer, no good for Ware. Back the other way, Nish. Long pass into the far corner, not handled by Chapman. And it's back the other way by Parkway. About a half-court pass, and I don't know if Chapman just was ready for it or what. But had trouble handling that pass. .404 to go. And Parkway going the distance. Taking it near corner. Three-pointer is up. No good. And a foul going to stop play right now. It was a foul by Parkway, so the bucket probably wouldn't have counted anyway. Shot by Quincy Jones. It's back the other way. Delahousie in between the circles to Chapman. Now attempted a stolen pass, but he knocks it out of bounds. That was Roberts with a nice effort. So again, checking in is Ware. Taking a break is Reed. And the pass inbounds now. It goes underneath, and that, I believe, is, yes, number two. I have trouble seeing the jersey number. Tylen Bray, the second bucket of the ball game. Parkway back the other way. That's Roberts, and Roberts goes up. Count the bucket, and he's going to go to the line after a Nish foul. And the foul by Delahousie is second, the team's second. And after getting the bucket, Roberts goes to the line to try the three-point play. 7-point night. Then extra bucket is up and good. Converts on the three-point play. Bryce Roberts, 5'10 senior, now with 8 points in the ball game. 3:18 to go here in the third. Nish up by five, is led by as many as seven. And on top, thought he was going to take that opportunity. Instead, leaves it for Skinner. He drives the baseline, counting. 7 point night now for Skinner. 3 minutes left here in the third. And a steal. Nice effort by Chapman. Somewhat of a forced error. And a shot off the glass, but he is fouled as he was going up. It's five-on-five crime there. Jalen Reed, number five for Parkway, draws the foul. And number five, Brennan Chapman, will shoot two. 2:54 left. And I may have missed that because I got number five at the scores table right now, unless there's two. I missed the number on the penalty. I'm going to say that was probably two, not five. First shot is good. Chapman now with 12 points. 43-35. Second is up. Southpaw makes it. 13-point night. 2:53 and ticking here. Parkway with the ball going the distance right to left. Rich Guest calling out the play. Now bringing it back outside. Ware on the near wing. Loses it. Parkway can come up with it, but can they avoid the walk or the jump ball? And the jump ball will go to Nish. So again, nice defensive effort by the Yellow Jackets, knocking that ball away. And he went to the floor to try and save it, but does get the jump ball. We got some fans working on an official across the court for me. Always enjoy a fan making their thoughts known to an official. I like it when I would rather them lay off the players, 16, 17-year-old kids. But, you know, the officials, you know, give them a little business. As long as it's not physical and age appropriate for maybe some of the people in the stands. So here we go. Nish, a little pressure in the backcourt as they try and get it across the timeline. Alan Walker, 2.5 minutes to go here in the third. It's been Walker approaching the far wing. Left wing, as they see it. Again, Walker gets it back after giving it to Chapman. Brings it back toward the near wing. 2:14 to go. Now, nice pass underneath to Fuselier. Fuselier up and easy. 19-point night and a full timeout taken by Parkway. 46-35, 2:08 to go. 60-second timeout. We'll be back after this on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. On Friday, the Gypsy Dawn Experience. Back on Saturday, it's the Cast and Chevy Carrier Sunday afternoon. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. Most drinks half priced at the Quarter Tavern.
Hi, this is Penny Lane. Join me each weekday at 4 p.m. to take a trip down memory lane and listen to the oldies from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Listen to the music from the Beatles, the Beach Boys, Chicago, Eric Clapton, the Eagles, Steve Winwood, and more. There's also trivia, theme shows, and you can request your favorite oldie. Don't forget, I give away a gift certificate to Jane Seaford and Chinese Restaurant every Friday afternoon. The Penny Lane Oldies Show, when music was at its best.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here on Kane. Jeff Boggs with you courtside. Blanc Bayard, our studio engineer. Reminder, after the conclusion of our game, we're going to join South Lafourche at Westgate in progress from our sister station, ESPN New Orleans. But again, we've got about 10 minutes of this game left. 2:08 left in the third. Out of the timeout, 46-35. Two full timeouts remaining for Parkway. Three fulls and a 30 remaining for Nish. with their 11-point lead, their largest lead of the ball game. Parkway out of the timeout. And skipping it across on top. Now driving the lane, putting it up is McCoy Reed. I should say no good, but the putback by Jones is good. He's got 7. Minute 46 left in the third. And to a 9-point lead. Little Jack set the center stripe. A little traffic there, but they get a pass to Walker. Walker now looking to work it to the right. Toward the corner he goes. Finds a man underneath. The fusillade puts it up. No good, but he is fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. And I believe that is Roberts, his second, team's 5th. Minute 28 left to go in the third. And again, fusillade to shoot 2.
Where Trey is.
Minute 28 left, shot up, no good. Second shot coming. And they call timeout instead before taking that second shot. Full timeout, we'll take it. Back in 60 seconds, our score 46-37, a minute 28 to go in the third. Back after these on the all-new K107.5.
Live local talk. It's Tesh Matters on the voice of the Tesh, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
That last year we added 3,200 state employees. That cost taxpayers an extra $278 million. And again, good to finally meet you in person. We've talked on the phone so much. I love your show, and hope you'll have me back.
Tesh Matters, weekdays on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Hi, this is Boxcar Badgerow inviting you to join me and PGA Golf professional Teddy Sliman for Chip Shots. Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll take an in-depth look at the local, state, and national golf scenes. And we invite you to chip in with your calls at 367-1240.
Chip Shots is sponsored by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, GolfBalls.com, and our local golf clubs, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, and Sugar Oak.
So let's make it tee time for 5 p.m. on Mondays for Chip Shots on Kane. Stream us live on Kane1240.com and catch the podcast the next day.
Now back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
Out of the timeout by Nish, a full timeout. Fusillade back to the free throw line for the second of his 2. He had missed the first. That one is up and good. So again, he's got 20 points in this ballgame now. Minute 25 left, Parkway the distance, right to left. To the right side on the wing, pass up on top, taking it to the left side of the lane. Now moving it back outside. Reed with the basketball, loses it. And there it is, Alan Walker for it. He's going to take it all the way, goes up, and he draws a foul. Walker will shoot 2. Let's see who the foul was on there. A couple of guys he tried to split. Turns out it was Ware. So 6 team fouls now for Parkway. Just 2 for Nish so far through 7 minutes of this second half. Shot is up, and it is good. Walker with his first point of the ball game. Coach Guess a little concerned about the disparity in fouls right now. Minute 5 to go, and once again, it looks like Nish is taking a timeout here between these shots. I'm going to stay here, and actually, it's not a timeout. It's the officials checking in with the scorebook, making sure that things are tight. Again, they are looking at the official scorer's book. I believe Travion Ware is saying, they called it on me. What the heck? Coach Guess talking to his team. We're not in a timeout. Yeah. Let's call a timeout. So here we go. Minute 5 to go out of the official's timeout. Got that message, Kay? shot up and no good off the back of the backboard. Minute remaining here in the third. And again, near side, pass almost blocked, almost kicked them. And again, working on top is Reed. Reed goes up and under. Actually, no, that was Jones who got a pass. He went up and under. Count it, and he's fouled. A foul by Chapman is second, the team's third. And again, attempting then the three-point, or not the three-point, but to convert on the three-point play with the free throw. It is up. Thought I saw a violation. And it was against Parkway. He missed the shot anyway, but it was a lane violation on the free throw. So again, 48-39, the score, 45.9 seconds to go. There's 40 seconds left in the period. Nish bounces it near wing. That is Bray backing the ball game. Ray leaves it for Walker, looking to get it back, but no, Walker's going to bring it back, reset the offense toward the center circle, bounces it left side to Fuselier, and into the corner now, Chapman for three, rims no good. Almost made it, bringing it back up is Roberts. Roberts, a pass and a push called against Skinner, his first, the team's fourth. Coach Guess for Parkway was concerned that this team was getting nothing from the officials. There's a couple of quick ones. And got a 5-second violation, not getting it inbounds. And Nish will get the basketball back with 11 seconds to go, leading by 9. And the inbound pass. And he stepped out of bounds. Good defensive coverage by Roberts. And Alan Walker steps out of bounds. Parkway will get it back in front of their own bench. And again, they're shooting it to the basket in front of their own bench. And the inbound pass is good to Roberts. Roberts underneath to Jones. Quincy spins it off the glass. Good. And that will end the half, 48-41. Nish on top. We'll take a 60-second break. Back with more in just a bit here on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Life is a road you travel with many destinations, like college for the kids, a new house, and retirement. Now your neighborhood State Farm agent, Albert Ackle, can do more than ever to guide you. With a State Farm insurance and financial review, you'll get a clear picture of where you stand now and a way to help you plan for where you want to be. Call State Farm agent Alfred Ackle at 365-5441 to schedule your free insurance and financial review.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays from 7 to 8 a.m. for Bayou Sports with Coach Indest. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Sponsored by Schwing Insurance, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Cane Road Golf and Turf Club,
L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports,
Height, Menville, Grubbs, and Delbor,
Additive Solutions, LLC, Quarter Tavern, Action Specialties, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, Arsenal Ford, and Blazing Specialties. Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7 for Bayou Sports.
Now back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we welcome you back. Just about ready to begin the fourth quarter, or fourth period, 48-41. Yellow Jackets with that 7-point lead as we begin the fourth period. Jeteris Fuselier, 20 points. Jordan Skinner, 13 for the Yellow Jackets. Leading scores for Parkway, Travian Ware with 12, and Bryce Roberts with 8. Actually, Quincy Jones with 11. It's his jersey number as well. Again, if you're looking for a little basketball symmetry. And we are underway. Parkway with the basketball to begin this fourth period. Again, that's based on the arrow, possession arrow. On top. 4-3. No good. Nish fighting for that rebound. Can he keep it inbounds? And actually, it's going to be a push by Quincy Jones. Push. Not a shooting foul. It is their seventh, though. Actually, that might be a bonus opportunity. I think that is a one-and-one opportunity. Yeah, no doubt. So we're going to see a one-and-one opportunity for Wayne Randall. 7:45 to go, just underway in the fourth period. We've got Westgate South Lavouche coming up after our game. Shot is up, no good. Rebound Parkway. Long trip back to Bossier City for Parkway, especially if they can't turn this game around. Always a tough road trip after a tough loss. We've got a foul coming up on Nish and a two-shot opportunity for Parkway. Walker, his first, team's fifth. And heading to the line, I believe that is number two it is. Travian Ware, 12 points tonight. 0 of 1 from the line. First is up and good. Just caught the back iron a little bit. Second shot forthcoming. 6-point lead for Nish. Parkway trying to make it a two-possession game. Oh, really, it is a two-possession game right now. And he does make the second one. It's a 5-point game. 7:28 and ticking. Yellow Jackets going the distance, left to right. Fuselet takes it into the paint. Awkward move there. I'm not sure if he didn't travel. And they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a blocking foul. And I believe it was against 23, London, Joe London. That's the 18 foul. This should be a shooting opportunity. And again, Fuselet. First is up and good. Points, 4 of 8 now from the free throw line is Jeterius, 6'1 senior. 7:19 to go, 49-43, Nish on top, second shot is up, and that one eventually falls. That touched just about all of the rim, almost seemed like it was suspended up there for a moment. 50-43, 7:11 to go. Skipping a pass, tipped, but completed. Rattling, no good for a long three. Nish with the ball back. That was Christian McCoy. Really rattled the rim, but not in his favor. Taking it right side. Three-pointer is up and good. And there is something about that that was special because the crowd got nuts with that three-point bucket. 10-point night now for Skinner. Shot is up, no good. Not sure if that's maybe a team record for three-point buckets, but everyone knew that three was special. Another three from Chapman after they got the ball back. That was no good, out of bounds. And Nish is going to get the ball back, and Parkway's not happy. 6:28 to go. I'm going to try and find out the significance of that three-point bucket by Skinner. Because the crowd, when he set up for the shot, the crowd got excited. And then when he made it, you heard it. Into the corner, another three by Chapman. That rattles good. And maybe they're just tasting it here now with a 13-point lead, 56-43. 6 minutes to go. Pass to the far side. Now underneath the Jones, he goes up, draws a foul. Does not make the bucket, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. The foul by Bray, his second, team sixth. And the score, well, no, the score remains the same, 56-43, but Quincy Jones to shoot two. I'm not sure if his mom had a sense of humor or is just a Quincy Jones fan. But here we go. Shot up and good. First of two. Quincy Jones, I'm sure most people know Quincy Jones, great producer of music, musician himself. Did a lot of work with Michael Jackson 40 years ago. Shot the second one, no good. Shot pass underneath, excuse me, and stripped of the ball was Gray. It goes out of bounds, and Nish will keep the ball. 5:52 left. pass between the circles, near side. And that's Walker making the move, and he was held as he made that move. That should be an opportunity for a one-and-one. Again, Ware can't believe it. That's his fourth. Team's ninth. Next one is double bonus. So after this one-and-one, we'll be shooting two the rest of the way. And again with a 12-point lead. 5:48 to go. Shot is up. First is no good, no bonus. And the rebound Parkway bringing it right to left. 5:38 to go. Taking it to the baseline and now having trouble finding somebody. Finds a white jersey instead. Fusilé, pass broken up by Parkway. Back the other way for them. And taking it all the way, Jones is going to get called for a charge. It was obvious. I know the Parkway fans behind me don't like it, but it was pretty obvious. Now, player control foul, that does not get you to the free throw line no matter what. So 5:25 to go. Parkway down by 12, 5:25 to go. Just about 7:15, we'll be tipping at Westgate here in just a little bit. And again, we will join that broadcast from our sister station at ESPN New Orleans at the conclusion of our broadcast. And it'll be a very short post game, so we can get it to Westgate as soon as possible. Once again, thanks to Blanc Bayrard adjusting his schedule, kind of short notice. Little jumper up, about an 8-footer, no good by Fuselay. Parkway the rebound. 5 minutes remaining, and driving the lane right side, beautiful shot, reverse his hands, and Ware got it up for points 13 and 14 for him tonight. 4:50 left, 10-point Nish lead. They're led by as many as 13 now. They trailed 8 early in the game, 10-2, after scoring the first bucket. Slowly worked their way in before they really were dominating toward the end of the first half. Now foul away from the ball. This one's on Chapman. His third, team's seventh. So everybody's in bonus now. Scoreboard operator saying, hey, that's the seventh. Is he shooting? He's not on that foul. Again, working it around the far side. Now on top, near wing. Back to Feaster into the ball game. He started the game, but they haven't called his name much. No points yet on the board, except for a couple of fouls. Simpson beat Georgetown in a Class C opening round game. Simpson, the number one seed in Class C. Driving the baseline, no good on the shot. The putback is up, no good on it, but I think we've got a foul coming up, sending him to the line. And the foul again on Bray, his third, team's eighth. And again, a two-shot opportunity for Parkway's Roberts. He is one of one from the line tonight, sitting on 8 points. First shot is up, and no good off the back iron. 4:13 to go. In this fourth and final period, Alexandra beat Chalmette 76-53. 5A first round game. Second shot is up, rattles no good. Misses them both, then we remain Nish 56-46. 10-point lead, 4 minutes to go in this ball game. And Walker takes it up, now kicks it right side to Dalhousie, gets it back. He'll take it to Lane. He's tripped up. Are we going to get a call on that? No, a timeout was taken. We'll take a timeout, a 60-second timeout. No, it's just a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds, 56-46, 3:55 to go.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. and school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Louisiana.
This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
And we do welcome you back. Long Bayard on the board, getting the job done tonight. 3:55 to go out of this timeout by Nish, a 30-second timeout. Both teams with two full timeouts remaining. 3:55 to go, 56-46, Nish on top. In high school basketball tomorrow, Catholic High at St. Thomas Aquinas, Division 4. Is that right? Division 4 or Division 3? I sometimes get confused there. I think it's Division 4. Opening round game at St. Thomas Aquinas. Sure, maybe Division 3 because Highland, I believe, is in Division 4. And by the way, congratulations to the Highland Baptist girls getting into the top 28 in the ladies' tournament. Coach throwing a... His players trying to dry up perspiration with their shoes. Coach Guess, on a couple of occasions, says, "Do we have towels in here?" And I understand that frustration. 56-46, 3:55 to go. Not only does it take longer to try and do something with your shoes, a little awkward. Nish with the ball to bring it in. Into the far corner. Three-pointer up by Chapman. Nailed it. That is his fifth of the night. He's got 19 overall. 59-46, 3:40 to go. Yellow Jackets cruising right now. On top pass broken up by Nish. Out of bounds back to Park Lane. And 3:35 to go. 59-46. Checking back in is Bray. Taking a break is Randall, Wayne Randall. Inbound pass back on top. From underneath the basket, driving the left side, going up. Feaster no good on the shot. Rebound Jones. Quincy no good off the glass, but he's going to the line to shoot two. Let's see who's that's on. And quickly it is on Bray. Fourth. Next one, he is out. Hey, St. Martinville a win tonight. They beat Donaldsonville 67-53 in a 3A opening round game. 67-53, St. Martinville a winner. First of two is up and good by Quincy Jones. .327 left, 12-point lead. Jones... Second is up and good. Just caught a little of the rim. And Jones now with 14 points and 4 of 7 from the free throw line. 3:15 left in the ball game. 59-48, Nish on top. Again, we'll join Westgate in progress after this one. Working around the perimeter. And a foul coming up against Parkway. He'll reach in, and that's going to cost him a couple at the free throw line. And that might be his fifth. I've got it as his fifth. 3:05 to go, 59-48 to score. And again, Walker shooting two. He's only got 1 point tonight, a free throw. He's one of two. First of two, no good. Got the front of the rim, the back of the rim, but could not get it to fall through the rim. 3:05 to go. Second shot coming again by Walker. 6 foot senior. No good on that one either. Tough night for him at the line. 1 of 4. 3 minutes left to go in the ball game. Bounce pass just across the timeline. Skip pass almost came to me, it looked like. Now a 3-pointer up from the corner is good for Parkway. That was Feaster. His first bucket of the ball game, a big three. 2:45 to go. Makes it an 8-point ball game. Repossession game for Nish. Probably a little too much time to talk about possessions, but what it is, and a walk by Nish. Then Alan Walker drags the foot, and he will give it up to Parkway with 2:33 to go. Nish an 8-point lead. Thanks again for being with us tonight. More basketball coming up with Westgate. Working across the timeline. Graham. Shot up, no good, but a foul coming. Doyle beat DeQuincy in a 2A opening round game. Fouled by Christian Walker. This is first, the team's 10th, though. Everybody's in double bonus now. This is a shooting foul anyway. First of two is up and rattles good. Roberts now, 9 points in the game. 2 of 4 from the free throw line. This is fifth attempt. Shot is there and no good. Off the back iron. Red River beat Ames Meat 70-39 in a 2A opening round playoff game. Second shot is up. Thought it was a little short, but it caught just enough. So Roberts hits them both, and he's got 10 on the game. Down to a 6-point lead for Nish. 3-pointer up in the far corner by Skinner. No good. Out of bounds to Parkway. 13-point lead not that long ago. Now down to 6. To 11 and ticking. Parkway slowly brings it across the timeline. And again, trying to force a turnover here and slow down Parkway. A long three is up and good. That one by Ware, who is hot early. 16-19-point game for him now in a 3-point Nish lead. We got a reach and foul on Ware. And if that's not his fifth, it's got to be. I've had that as his fifth for a while. University Lab beat Patrick Taylor 73-32, Division II. Ware has got to be over the limit. But yet he's in the game. I don't know. Not the official book by any means. Maybe they did change one. There's a shot up and good by Alan Walker. He had been a little dry there. 1 of 4, now 2 of 5. Minute 48 to go. Big free throws at this point. You know they're going to get their opportunity. Second shot is good. Now's the time to get hot at the free throw line. Nish offering up a little pressure here. Trying to slow down the game at 1:42 left. And now we've got a charge coming up. And that again is on Ware. And again, he's been over the limit in my mind for a while. Number 6, Ellender beat Franklin Parish, 89-45, a 4A opening round game. Minute 41 to go. The officials are letting him know that. Only about 15 seconds. I was kind of trying to listen to the conversation with the official and thought I heard something about a clock runoff, but they didn't do it. So Nish has the ball in front of their basket. Cross court, actually going the distance now, left to right. Well guarded, 5-on-5 there. The number is 5-on-5. And now a pass stolen, but gotten back by Nish. Alan Walker, great job. And a reach and foul coming up against Jones. Coach Guest does not like it. I would like to say that I appreciate Coach Mike Guest getting me a roster yesterday. Helping me get my paperwork in order. 61-56, Walker. Not sure if you can pick up Coach Guess. Walker puts the first up, no good. 61-56 with a minute 24 to go. Again, Walker had hit two just a moment ago. This is the first of another two here. Second shot is up, and it is good. So again, minute 24 left, 6-point lead. New pressure in the backcourt. And Parkway loses the dribble, gets it back. That's McCoy, a Reed. Now Reed on top to McCoy. No good on a long three. Out of bounds to Parkway. with a minute 12 to go. Now they're giving it to Nish. I thought he called Parkway, but a minute 12 to go. Nish, 6-point lead in the ball. Going the distance left to right. And a minute 10. Working away and across the baseline to Walker, or timeline, excuse me, to Walker. Left side to Chapman, still near center circle. And again, Chapman leaves it for Terrius Fugelaine. And they're just working it around the corners now. Now they're trying to draw the foul or kill time. Sure, they'd be happy not to get fouled if they could just kill the last 45 seconds here. Chapman in the corner, double teamed, and timeout. Timeout taken by Coach Russ. Full timeout. Even though it's a full timeout, we will stay here. Once again, I want to remind you at the conclusion of our broadcast, as long as we don't have any technical difficulties, we'll be joining the Westgate game in progress. They're hosting South Lafourche. Our sister station at ESPN New Orleans has that coverage. And again, we'll look forward to bringing it to you after the conclusion of our game. And again, I will not do any post-game other than just a couple of final thoughts. We'll send it to the Westgate game as soon as we can. Again, a couple of things need to take place in order for us to do that. But again, we should have it within a minute or two at the conclusion of this game. Again, tomorrow, Catholic High, St. Thomas Aquinas. Well, I just got an update. It is South Lafourche 15-12 at the end of the first period. So quick first period there at Westgate, and South Lafourche leading 15-12. Appreciate that update from Truck. So again, Nish with the ball, 40 seconds to go. Out of the timeout. They have one full timeout remaining. Inbound pass to Chapman, and he is fouled immediately. He'll go to the line to shoot two. 39.4 seconds left. Chapman going to the free throw line. 2 of 2 so far tonight. 19-point game. The outside shooting has been dominating for him. And from the free throw line, misses at the back iron and out. 39.4 seconds to go. 6-point game. This would be a big one. Make it a 3-possession game. Shot is up and good. So Chapman now with an even 20 points. Nish with the 7-point lead. 34 seconds left. We got a foul by Nish. Should be a 2-shot opportunity. Foul was called on Chapman, his 4th. Of course, both teams over the limit as far as team fouls. 63-56, big 2-shot opportunity here. And it's one thing Nish really doesn't want to do is send them to the free throw line. Stops the clock and gives them an opportunity of putting points on the board, not burning the clock. Off the back iron, no good. Second shot coming up. 34 seconds left. Again, a 7-point Nish lead. And again, second is up, no good as well. And again, a couple of opportunities there for Reed, but he couldn't convert. 1 of 4 now from the free throw line. 24 seconds, and reach and foul coming up against, against Bryce Roberts. His 3rd. 23.5 seconds to go. Again, an opportunity to make it an 8 or 9 point game. 23 seconds left. Alan Walker at the line. He's been there 6-8 times already. Manny beat Pickering. First is up and good. And again, checking out of the ball game is McCoy. Boy, he said it. One really launched a 3-point bucket, but a couple other attempts have been short. Walker's 2nd is no good. Rebound back the other way for Parkway. 8-point game, 20 seconds left. 3-pointer up, no good off the back iron. And the putback is good. And that cannot be, that is number 3, a timeout called. Roberts made that bucket, making it a 6-point game. But just 12 seconds left. 12.2 seconds left, a six-point lead. Nish will have the ball out of the timeout, and that is the last timeout. Nope, they got one more timeout. Each team has one full timeout left. Again, we're going to stay here despite the timeout. Gives me an opportunity again to thank our sponsors, including Alfred Ackle, State Farm Insurance, Iberia Medical Center, J.P. Thibodeau Automotive Group, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and the Quarter Tavern. Appreciate their support of high school sports. And we got more for you coming up. Westgate, South Lafourche again. South Lafourche was leading at the end of the first period, 15-12. And tomorrow, St. Thomas Aquinas hosting Catholic High. 2 o'clock the tip, 1:45 our estimated pregame. And then tomorrow evening, special broadcast of Nicholls State Baseball at LSU. We'll have it for you at 6. So out of the timeout, Nish with the ball. 6-point lead, 12 seconds to go. The map definitely in their favor at this point. And again, bringing it in. Well, Fuselier will get it from Walker, and a quick foul. Had to be. And that is by Feaster, his third. And again, a two-shot opportunity. Yeah. It was about 1.6 seconds off the clock. Coach Guess is saying, how was that 1.6 seconds? Hard to do, you know, it much quicker than 1.6 seconds, but I think they've got that as his fifth. And indeed, he is exiting the game. Maybe the couple I gave to Ware may have been Feaster because I only had him for his fourth. So here we go, shooting two. Fuselier hits the first. 23-point night for him, leading the score in the game. Not far behind him is Chapman at 20. Second is up and good. Too early to say it's ice, but an 8-point lead, three-possession game along the baseline. One thing they didn't want to do is foul. A couple of shots up, no good. And a rebound by Nish, and that will be the ball game. And the final score, 66-58. Once again, our final score, Nish, 66-58. They will advance to the winner of the North Shore Benton game. Thibodeau ISC beat West Monroe 64-62. But again, thanks to our sponsors, Iberia Medical Center, J.P. Thibodeau Automotive Group, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, the Quarter Tavern, Alpha Backle State Farm Insurance. And again, they will be bringing you Westgate and South Lafourche coming up here in just a couple of minutes to get us on the air with that broadcast from our sister station, ESPN New Orleans. Big thanks again to the staff and administration, Coach Todd Russ here at Nish, and our studio engineer, Blanc Bayrard. Once again, we will be joining that Westgate South Lafourche broadcast as soon as possible after this short break here on the all-new Kane 107.5.